No.
Are you going to call? Is somebody going to be that mindless that they would then call Mike Trout or a Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper even said he's a little perplexed by this whole thing. But you're right. They have to take care of themselves and their families first. And then you work out the rest of it.
Can you imagine if the breadwinner in your family, all of a sudden, I'm talking a breadwinner that's a life-changing breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not beat around the bush here. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about a $40,000 a year salary. We're talking about a $40 million a year salary. Okay, and it's $30 million, but if anybody's going to correct me, what the heck, when you're talking millions, what's $10 million? You know what I mean?
It's like the number of yachts I own.
It's life-changing, okay? And if things are played right and the cards are played properly and laid out nicely, it could take care of, Bryce Harper's children. Bryce Harper's children's children, and Bryce Harper's children's children's children. Okay. If things are done right. So it's a family and life changing amount of money. Okay. Now, yes, we do have those stories where, athletes are dead broke 5 years after they leave the game because they, gambled it away, drank it away, snorted it away, smoked it away, whatever. But, it is a life-changing, and you've got to, like I said, your rear end's number one. Anybody else's besides your family is number two, and it's you've got to take it serious.
Sure, and you got to respect their choices. That's all this is about. There should never be a confrontation between somebody who's wearing a mask and somebody who isn't. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I was called a sheep. I was called a sheep by some guy I didn't even know.
Yeah. I would have told him I was a ram, and I would have introduced him to my wife, and I said, she's a ewe. And that would have had him confused anyway.
And it's not spelled Y-O-U, right?
It's the E-W-E, yeah. But if a guy like that confronts you, he probably doesn't know how to spell either.
Well, John, one other thing taking center stage, and we talked about it last week a little bit, is the fight for equality in America, and how it has taken it and looked at the landscape of sports. And, people are now saying, well, I won't watch the NFL because the NFL is going to week number one. They came out. They said, hey, before each week number one game, we're going to play the Black National Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And, people are like, I'm boycotting. Okay, do you think they really care that you're going to boycott? Because guess what? You boycotted 5 years ago when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, and the NFL didn't change. They still made their millions upon billions of dollars off the television revenues. Okay, and guess what? Next year, you're back. Oh, I'm back. Hey, the NFL, I'm bigger than ever. Okay, and you've pumped in more money than the NFL, okay? So it doesn't matter if you like it or not. People are still going to watch. People are still going to buy products. People are still going to go to the game. Just because you say, oh, well, I'm not going to watch because they're going to do something that may be good or may be a positive thing, I don't view it as positive. Your opinion doesn't really matter.
No, they're going to do what they have to do personally. And when you read the whole thing, they're going to play this. It was more of a kind of a poem before that they made into a song. And I keep looking at it. They're going to play it. Then they're going to play the national anthem. They're going to play both. It takes you a couple more minutes. For goodness sake. And if you don't have to stand. Eddie, I've been to games so often when people say, oh, my God, Colin Kaepernick was kneeling down during the national anthem. I go to high school football games where they play the national anthem. There's people sitting there who don't even get up because they're checking their phones and their smartphones.
And they still have their hat on.
They're having a conversation. And they're not showing respect either. And we can have a long argument about what's respectful and what's not. But if you don't want to listen to the first one, don't listen. Don't listen. Sit there. Check your phone. I'm sure there's important things on it, whether it's on Twitter, Ditter, or Chitter. I don't know the names of them. But do that. Don't stand up. You don't have to sing along. And there's a lot of people, if you ask them, to say the words to the national anthem, they couldn't do it all the way through. They just couldn't.
I had that on the Saturday morning cartoons before. I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour, John. I started off and like something like 78% of the people knew the words, mm-hmm. and out of those 78%, 23 thought it was too hard to sing.
Is a difficult. But the trick is, if you ask somebody to say the words, not sing them,
it's hard.
I guarantee you, it'll only be about 40%.
Here's the next thing. Is you talk about the Black National Anthem being a poem and then turned into a song, okay? And if anybody knows the history of the National
That's
Anthem,
correct.
It was a poem.
That's
and,
correct.
And it was based, put into a British drinking song. Is what they used
in the background.
You had to
bring up the Brits, didn't you?
And that is where the national anthem comes from.
Yeah,
it was a British drinking song, okay, the tune. And then we took the poem, The Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key, and made it a song.
Adapted it into it. Absolutely. If people knew the actual histories, even July the 4th, actually it was July the 2nd when it was signed, but it was proclaimed
In front of where?
Yeah.
Where did they read it? In front of the Pennsylvania State House.
Oh, it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Was it the Pennsylvania State House where they read it?
You know, but if you want to get into dithering about all those little things, for goodness sake, put your headphones on during the first song, take them off after the first song, and sing along. But
if you're a hockey fan.
Hockey fan, baseball fan, I don't care.
Or
if
a baseball
you're going
fan.
In a game because of a song, then just tune in here on Saturday mornings. Listen to the oldies if that's the most important thing in your life. But don't make it a reason to go to a football game or a baseball game.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a hockey fan, John, or you're a baseball fan and you're playing an international team,
mm-hmm.
or in international territory, okay, you're going to hear "O Canada," all right?
And that's correct.
What do? You show respect to the Canadians, our, you know, brothers to the north, mm-hmm. all right? You stand there. For. Okay? I don't have to stand for O Canada, but I stand for it. I look at the Canadian flag as much as it would be sitting next to the American flag in the arena or in the ballpark, all right? And you stand for
it. Yeah, well,
and you show respect. Went
to the NHL, now they're having guys test positive.
Well,
Canada's really been tough. They have really done a good job, but all of a sudden, NHL players, and now again, it's a contact sport. I kidded last week. What are they going to do to them? Say, you're going to play hockey, but you're only allowed to skate. You can't bump into anybody. I mean, come on.
No banging on the boards.
Yeah, it gets a little bizarre. Same thing in basketball, football, are all contact sports. Spoke with an umpire the other day, and I said, what do you think about them going back and playing, even locally? He said, well, they were talking about having the batter and the catcher and the umpire, if he's behind home plate, wear a mask. And I said, okay, well, how about if the batter hits a ball to the outfield, rounds first, and now is going to be sliding in the second in perhaps a collision, should the second baseman have a mask on?
Where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line? Either they all wear them, nobody wears them. They're talking more about face shields rather than the mask. Makes a little more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have to come up with something because, and I don't care what persuasion anybody is, last 3 days, 50,000 new cases, 50,000 new cases. 52,000 new cases.
And, yeah, I mean, they're already saying it's that they're dangerous. Waiting to see what happens after the 4th of July. Because
no question.
No question about it. Everybody's congregating, okay? We're congregating on beaches. We're congregating in parks. We're congregating for fireworks displays. And people are mixing and mingling, okay? And that mixing and mingling of the germs is where, you end up with the problems. And people are, they're already saying, hey, we're going to see a spike in the next 2 weeks. Okay, it all depends on how safe you were. What we do today will affect what we do tomorrow. It's almost like that. Life isn't like a bowl of cherries;
mm-hmm.
It's more like jalapenos. What you do today will come back and burn your rear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Type of deal,
or a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, John, I know what we're going to get. We're going to get a commercial timeout. All right? We're going to take a timeout. We're going to dial up Eric Moucheron. He is the new head coach of the Mono Area Lady Bears. He's taking over for Tommy Sheeler, who announced his retirement earlier this summer. We'll be back on Sports Saturday here on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Don't forget the podcast. It's at Spotify, our host site, Anchor.fm, also on Google and Apple Podcast platforms. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
Summer is here, and the folks at Gears Dairy are proud to introduce the newest member of their iced tea family, Raspberry Tea. Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along Tumblin Run Road. Gears Dairy Raspberry Iced Tea and Diet Decaf Raspberry are the perfect blends. Not too sweet, not too mellow. Perfectly refreshing. Summer's for sipping. On the porch or a day trip to the beach with the full line of Gears Iced Teas, including their newest flavor raspberry in half gallons and plastic pints. Sip on, Schuylkill County.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
Here to WPPA Sports Saturday. Happy 4th of July to you. John Powers on the program with me this morning. And now we're being joined by who, John?
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Bernie here for a minute for this introduction.
The new head coach of the Mono Area Super Duper Lady Bears,
Eric Moucheron, joining us this morning. And Eric, good morning to you, and congratulations on being named a predecessor to a storied program at Mono Area, and you're taking over for an old friend, Tommy Sheeler.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a big leap, Eric, and you certainly earned it over the years. Tell me about what working with Tommy, first of all, has taught you and what you're going to take from that into this head coaching role.
I mean, I've learned so much. Tom and I have spent so much time together over the past 6 years. And even prior to that, coming through the system, being a Mono Area graduate, I had the opportunity to play for Tom under mixed staff. So Tom and I go back a good 12, 13 years. And it's just been great being able to pick his brain on a daily basis. There really wasn't a situation that he didn't experience in his time, and he taught me so many things outside of just X's and O's. I mean, we would sit down and we would go over plays and scenarios in our head, but it was the things outside of basketball, just working with the girls on a personal level. Caring about them more than just their athletic ability, caring about them as an entire human being, just working with them, having a calm demeanor. He always used to tell me when he was hired, he said, I could go about this one of two ways. I could be a yeller and a screamer, or I could just kind of take it all in and see what path we take. And he taught me that you don't need to be a yeller and a screamer, because if you're not winning and you're yelling and screaming, girls don't necessarily respond to that. So he taught me so many life lessons outside of the game of basketball, in addition to the many, many that he taught me over the last 6 years on the sideline.
CBS News update.
Well, I got to tell you, Eric, one of the things you just said brings to mind my coaching career. I was a boys coach on the freshman level and then JV level. And then I switched to becoming the varsity girls coach. It is a world of difference. And I'm really glad you said that, Eric, because one of the things I found the biggest change was I always thought the girls had life in better perspective than the boys. And they made me understand, and I think I became a better coach because of it, not wins and losses, but in dealing with the kids because of the emotions. They are very different from boys, and you kind of have to take a little bit different bent as you're dealing with them. So that's heartwarming to hear, and anybody who has seen Tommy on the bench understands he mastered that, and that's a great thing to bring up because it is bigger than just the game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said, just we've made connections with our different players over the years. We've had phenomenal senior classes over the past 6 years. And just to see them come back to games, knowing that we made a positive influence on their life and they care enough to come back and support us and continue to build this program has meant more than almost about any win we could have had over the last 6 years.
You know, Eric, it's funny. You talk about your time back as a student at Monterey area, and you talk about the coach
Holland.
It slipped my mind. Coach Mickey Holland, and you know the lineage of Mickey Holland disciples, I like to call them. You know, you had Ty Wartman, the head coach. Tommy was a part of Coach Holland's coaching lineage. Robbie Miller in Shenandoah, he's a part of, you know, I mean, the people that were touched by Mickey Holland. Now it's you joining a great group of individuals. And the Mickey Holland, you know, he was always about defense. And I know earlier this week you talked to one of the local publications about you told Tommy you're changing that defense, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Zone is not in our vocabulary at Monterey area. But honestly, Mick has been an idol of mine since I was just playing basketball for the first time at the youth level. I've always looked up to Mick. I mean, my father was always the first one to put a basketball in my hand, and I cannot ever thank him enough for that. But after getting playing for someone other than my father, Mick was always the one that everyone wanted to play for. And like you said, Ty Wartman. Ty got his start as my freshman coach at Monterey area. So I had the opportunity in 4 years to play for Ty as a freshman, Tom as a sophomore and junior at the JV level, and then ultimately Mick as a junior and senior. So I got the full experience of, like you said, the Coach Holland disciples.
Well, and Eric, you went to a smaller school. We talked to Danny Lawrence last week, outstanding young man. Being in a smaller school and coming through a smaller school and then returning there to coach, you understand that the number of athletes is limited. So you have to learn to share with other coaches. And the girls at Monterey area, including Emily Lawrence, have been outstanding in that. And even going farther, they step out and help the community. Also, there's such great Bear pride there, not only in their playing, but in what they do for the community.
Absolutely. And I feel that my background aids that in a lot. When I was in high school, I played three sports. I was in the band. I was in the chorus. I was in theater arts performances. I was in multiple clubs. And I feel like that helps me a lot now because I can see through the students' perspectives. I understand that there's some days they have basketball practice after school, they're going uptown to grab a quick slice of pizza, and they have to be back down for play practice that night. These kids are running themselves ragged, but at the same time, you almost have to at a small school. You don't have the luxury of having 30 female athletes trying out for the basketball team. Coach Holland used to always say, you have to play the hand you're dealt. We're at a small school, you just have to work with what we have, and our students and student-athletes do a phenomenal job of getting themselves involved in the many activities and sports that we offer at Monterey area.
Eric, you know, one of the hard things, though, in this transition, I mean, as much as not going to change, you've also got to make your mark. And just starting to try to get your girls together and saying, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. This is what I want you to work on, this or that. That's a challenge because now you really can't have face-to-face contact.
Right, right. And I'm very fortunate for the senior class, the incoming senior class we have. Over the past 6 years, I've been able to build that relationship, a very good relationship with this group. I started with the junior high program when they were in eighth grade, so we kind of came up through the system together. So thankfully, like I said, we've built that relationship. They've been taking on a huge role in communicating with the team. I have been sending out workouts. The girls have been asking me for over this whole last 3-4 months of the pandemic, they've been asking for individual workouts that they can do on their own. They've been staying in touch with each other as much as since I've been hired. I've been trying to keep up with them. We've had Zoom meetings, but like you said, it's very difficult that we can't have that face-to-face workouts yet at this point. But I really have to give a ton of credit to these seniors because they have really stepped up over the last 3 months to kind of keep the girls together, and like they've been doing the workouts that we would normally do. So they know the system, thankfully. It'll just come down to the different touches that I would like to add throughout the fall, hopefully.
Eric, one thing that I want to touch on is that the Lady Bears were still alive in PIAA playoff rounds in action when everything was called off to the coronavirus. Then of course we just suspend it, then ultimately canceling it in the long run. I mean, how is it talking to the girls there and saying, hey, listen, we still have some unfinished business? Do you approach this season with like maybe a little chip on your shoulder? You're saying, we didn't get to prove this in 2020, we're going to prove it here in 2021.
In a sense, I think that there's a lot of unknowns going into this year. Yes, we returned 3 starters. Yes, we have 11 total juniors and seniors on the group. But when you lose almost 25 points a game between Jordan and Emily, it's kind of like a new identity we're trying to create for ourselves. I'm very excited to see who wants to step up and take those roles. So I think the first thing we need to lock down is establish our role. The goals don't change. We've always said our first goal is to qualify for districts, get into the league playoffs, and then, the rest is gravy. So I think the first goal is ultimately to let's get together, let's establish our roles, get on the same page with our goals, and then we'll kind of see what happens when the season comes around.
Yeah, and Eric, you do have an advantage because you have been with it, and I love that you use the term the program. The program is not going to change. You're not being thrown into a situation where things were in a shambles and people were screaming for change and they wanted to see something different. It has been successful not only in wins and losses, but personally. The Lady Golden Bears have such a terrific reputation, not only for hard play, but for sportsmanship and class. And it's always great to hear a young man say, it's about the program, and you are a part of it, and so are the girls, and pretty much you're equal parts in that program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to touch on your point there, a funny story from this past season, Tom and I were scouting at a local high school. We were sitting up in the bleachers, and a parent tapped us on the shoulder because she recognized us, and she goes, we heard our daughters talking. It was a parent of one of the players that were playing on the court, and she said, it's funny because our daughters come home after they play you guys, and they say, we don't want to like them. We want to hate them, but, they're so nice. And that's what we always preach to our girls. Like, wins and losses are great, but the relationships that these girls are going to develop in the future are far better than any win or loss they're going to have.
There's no question about it, but I would remind that mom that when you get face-to-face with a Lady Golden Bear who is playing defense against you, they don't like you at that point.
Understandable. Understandable. Our goal is to have a tough 32 minutes out there. Everything else, they can be best friends.
Correct.
Eric, you know, one of the things that, you know, John talked about, and he liked the program, and, you know, I mean, usually in a program when there is success, it builds success. Are the numbers in the lower parts of the program improving? You know, I mean, do you see a lot more young ladies looking to be Golden Bears?
You know, I feel like it goes in waves at a small school like Monte Area. We're very fortunate. We have six seniors this year. We have five juniors. We only currently have one sophomore in our program, and our freshman class, I believe we should have maybe three or four. But I feel like that's what happens at a small school. You have waves. Not everybody's going to be a basketball player. We understand that. But as you get younger, our incoming eighth graders have six or seven. Our incoming seventh graders have about five or six. So I would say fourth through seventh, I guess it would be fifth through eighth incoming this year, kind of pick up the slack for those lesser numbered grades. So, like I said, it's a small school. It goes in waves. But, yes, I do understand your point on winning kind of breeds this. And I've noticed even at the Biddy tournaments, the girls always look up to our girls. And we always say, you know, you're a positive role model for these younger girls. You need to act like it on and off the court. And it's great when we have playoff games and you look behind the bench and it's the girls' Biddy All-Star teams in their Monte Area jerseys sitting in the front row behind our bench because they look up to these girls. And we hope to continue that into the future.
But that's what you mean. Where I talk about that success is evident there in that the fifth to eighth grade class. I mean, when Monte Area started to really make a run in the last few years, those were the ones that were most impressionable. They were the, you know, 5, 6, 7 year old girls that were most impressionable by those Golden Bears making the runs into the state playoffs and stuff. Where that is starting to prove, like, hey, listen, they want to be the next girl to step up. You know, somebody in second grade, a girl that was in second grade this past season, saying, I want to be the next Emily Lawrence.
Right, right. And our varsity girls have done a great job with that because every year that we've been involved with the program, they have been helping out at the Biddy basketball level, refereeing games, helping to coach. Many of the girls come to our 7th and 8th grade workouts just to show that presence that, you know, we're approachable. Come if you need anything, we're always here for you. But at the same time, we're here to help you get better.
You bring up a great point. I've been associated with Ponto basketball my whole life. And when I would go to see Dave Mullaney at his practices, especially preseason, I got to tell you, you just brought up a great point. So many kids come back that had played in the program. Now they're out, they're in professions, they're married, they have kids of their own, and they come back because they still feel that they are part of that program. And those young kids that are playing now look at them and go, wow, that could be me. I may not be playing in the pros, but I'm going to be successful because I was in this program. And I'm glad to hear that you're continuing all those great traditions, Eric.
It's great to see. It's great to see when the girls come back, especially over Christmas break when they're home from school. They'll always stop by the bench while the varsity's warming up, stop in and say hello. I've gotten countless text messages over the last 4 or 5 days from previous players congratulating me, offering their assistance. We've had girls go scout for us over the years when they're home. It's a great family that we've built over the last 6 years since we've taken over the program.
Well, Eric, we wish number 7 will be successful, and 8, 9, 10, and for the foreseeable future for the Lady Golden Bears. Congratulations on being named the head coach, taking over the storied program, and we will talk to you during the basketball season.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Eric.
Thank you.
And there you go, Eric Mucheron, the new head coach of the Mono Area Lady Golden Bears, on the program here this morning, the 4th of July edition of the Sports Saturday program. I'm jumping ahead, John. I'm getting ready for the next segment.
You're ready. You're ready. You're going to kick George out again.
We'll be back with Sports Saturday here on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide. WPPARadio.com. Missed the program? Don't worry, we're a podcast. You can get us at our host site, anchor.fm. Check us out at Google, Apple podcast sites, and on Spotify or your favorite podcast platform around the world. It's WPPA Sports Saturday. Back after this.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
This is Tara DeStefano with the Highway Safety Network reminding motorists to turn on your vehicle's headlights anytime your windshield wipers are on. Pennsylvania law states that when your wipers are on, your headlights must be on. Daytime running lights, a standard feature on most cars, are not enough. It is necessary for drivers to turn on their headlights in order to activate their taillights. They should also be turned on between dusk and dawn, in foggy conditions, when visibility is less than ideal, and generally anytime it would help you to see out of your vehicle or for others to better see you. Remember to see and be seen for safety.
Brought to you by the Highway Safety Network and WPPA.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know more than 16 million Americans suffer from a chronic inflammatory skin condition called rosacea, yet most don't know it? Often mistaken for acne, there are many signs and symptoms besides facial redness, bumps and pimples, and visible blood vessels. Other symptoms include facial burning, stinging or swelling, even enlargement of the nose. Rosacea may also affect the eyes, causing a bloodshot appearance and irritation that could lead to vision loss. Any one of these signs and symptoms can mean rosacea, and without medical help, it can become increasingly severe and wreak havoc on your personal and professional life. Rosacea typically appears any time after age 30. So if you experience any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist as soon as possible and ask about advances in medical treatment. For more information, contact the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
WPPA Pottsville and translator W290DP Pottsville.
Welcome back, Sports Saturday. JP, the doctor, here today is... We've got a lot of time to chew up, Johnny boy. What do you got brewing over there?
Well, it's interesting. We were talking with Eric Moucheron, who moved in. He mentioned Ty Wartman. I had the privilege of many years ago. Ty did his student teaching at Pottsville, and I got to know him very well there. But Ty has stepped aside. He has a growing family, and he has stepped aside as the head boys coach up there at North Schuylkill. Of course, Dave Mullaney has moved on from the job at Pottsville, and it's been interesting hearing the names that are coming out all over the place as programs look to get somebody to continue to build programs and so on. So it's been an interesting year, but to lose three quality people like that and then have somebody like Eric step up, it just renews my faith in those people that are dedicated to the kids that they coach. And then Eric said it, it doesn't always mean you're going to win. But if you turn out great kids and they do come back and they want to add to the program and stay with it, that is the essence of high school sports. It should be anyway.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing about high school sports is it is about the. I mean, it, sometimes it gets shadowed or shaded, or jaded or whatever you want to say. That yeah, I mean, wins and losses and you know how many. I mean, he lost 10 games out of 22, and I mean, we should get him and throw him out in the middle of the town square, and we should ridicule him, and who would ever think that she would do this or she would do that, and if I was a coach, I would have them doing this and that, and I love that. I call them bleacher coaches,
you know,
coach dad coaches and stuff like that, mom coaches, and all of those fun things. Number one, if it was so easy, yeah, I mean, everybody would be doing it.
Oh, sure. Well, I would get people mad when they started that stuff. I'd say, and it has got me some dirty looks, but that's okay. I would always look at them and say, and you know what? The money we pay these kids, you'd think they'd be better. And then they get all fired up. They're kids, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
and
they're kids.
Let's just be honest. Sometimes you become the victim of your own success.
Correct.
There have been very successful coaches, but unless they rode back from Hershey, Pennsylvania on a white steed with the gold winning the state horse.
Oh, that's a I knew there was like an Arabian horse.
And you was a sheep.
Yeah.
I'll bring you up to date later on the zoology stuff. But anyway, there are some people that would say, if you don't bring home the gold, then you're not successful. A good friend of mine who passed away took Railway Park Little League to Williamsport.
Yeah.
And they did a terrific job. And a very good friend of mine, Irv, was the head coach. And the next year, I gave him a little plaque. And I can't tell you the exact words on it, but I wrote on it, Irv, remember, next year, when you're coaching Charlie's, now, you've been to the pinnacle, but next year, when you're coaching Charlie's and you lose your first game, you go back to being a stupid coach. What's wrong with them? You know, people have short memories, man. I actually had a plaque made up. That was the morning show version, the family version of what I had written on it, but it's the truth. And some people do become victim of their own success.
Yep.
Because people are relentless sometimes. You lose four games 1 year. The next year, you only lose five. And all of a sudden, people are trying to figure out
what
happened. And let's be honest here. When you're at a public school, a boundaried public school.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Mickey Holland had the best line. You got to play with the cards you're dealt.
Yep.
You can't go out and buy 25 other decks of cards out of 8 million people in Philadelphia.
You,
you know, come on, give me a break here. But that's what it's all about. But yeah, sometimes you're not successful and people are yelling. But unfortunately, some people are never satisfied and they want to change.
We're a victim of our own circumstances.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're greedy. We want instant satisfaction, gratification, all of that stuff. We want it all. I mean, it's a part of society today. Look at it. We want everything now or yesterday.
Oh, absolutely correct.
Okay, we want a cheaper prices, right? So now we could get cheaper prices on different websites and different outlets. Okay. We weren't happy that we were able to walk into a store today and say, hey, I need a new alarm clock. I walk into the local store, I get the alarm clock, I walk home, and I have a new alarm clock. Now it takes a day, two, three, four, five, you know, and all dependent upon the COVID and shipping chains and all that stuff. Now we're not happy that it takes two or three or four days. Okay? Well, we got greedy because we didn't want to pay $5 for it. We wanted to pay $4.59 for it off the internet with no shipping and no taxes and stuff like that. We didn't want to pay $5 for it at the local store, so we put them out of business because we moved on to something else. Well, now all of a sudden, something else isn't good enough. What's next?
and I think sports is the embodiment of what you just said. Everybody wants the instant, and everybody wants the goal. Now, everybody strives
it's evident.
To be better.
Tampa Bay.
Everybody, you know, there's so many times it comes in to play and you forget sometimes how fabulous some programs are, but they didn't bring home the gold. From Harrisburg. They died at Geigel. If I hear that one more time, somebody's getting their head split. They died at Geigel. They can't get past Geigel.
Boy.
Give me a break.
Here is one amazing thing, John, and it really opened up my eyes. And we were talking about it this morning before the program. And the funny thing about it is, and I didn't know this, and I probably should have knew this or knew that the numbering was or the number wasn't so staggering. Can you tell me how many games the Pottsville Crimson Tide in the Schuylkill League won under the tutelage of Dave Mullaney?
Well,
last 146 or something.
Out of the last 146, I think they won 141.
Yeah, that's unreal.
But there are still people that will talk about those other five.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
Or we went to the Geigel and didn't get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they weren't there to see what we saw, Eddie. The heartbreak of the kids, you know, and we talked about that, how some people walked out of Geigel with that same line. Can't get past Geigel. You know, give me a break.
A lot of teams can't get past the Geigel.
Geigel, get to the top eight.
Yeah.
But that's the
top eight out of 550.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a part of it. And again, I told a story to a good friend of mine who just retired that people have short memories. I was a coach. I remember my last year, we played one of Ronnie Wren's teams, and they were superstars. And we got clobbered. Then I left. After that year. The next year, I went to the Pine Grove Pottsville game in town. And I'm sitting in the bleachers. Our girls that year, under a new coach, were down by 5 to Pine Grove at halftime. They were playing great against another Pine Grove team. And they go down to the locker room, they're down 5. And I had two guys turn around and looked at me and they went, "Boy, this is a crock, JP. That never happened when you were here." Yeah, we were down 40 at halftime last year. They have short memories, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's the funny part about it.
Yeah.
Little did they know, JP ended up with a 1-74 record.
Oh,
I'm joking with you. I'm joking with you.
I got out quick.
You have a short memory, too. I see how it is. But remember, when you're looking for a financial institution, look no further than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street here in the city of Pottsville. Check them out online 24 hours a day at CACLFCU.org. Don't forget the new convenient drive-through location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Vote at the number one banking and lending institution 6 years in a row. Their members know, what are you waiting for? You won't find a better
fiduciary
relationship anywhere. BG's Value Markets, they've got all of your supplies for your 4th of July party today. Remember, at that party, remain socially distant. Also, remember, social distance while you're at BG's Value Markets. And be nice. They are frontline workers, the grocery store workers. BG's Value Markets, convenient shopping locations in Minersville, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Millersburg. They've got the freshest meat for the hottest irons of your 4th of July grill. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
And Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. Don't forget, summer is for sipping. They've got the full dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to get that vitamin C and Saturday morning off, right? And the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products, now featuring raspberry iced tea and diet decaf raspberry iced tea. Thank you, Eric Moucheron, for joining John Powers and I. Thank you, John Powers, for joining me the last 2 weeks. We've got to say goodbye from WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville.
Sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. President Trump takes aim at what he calls a new far-left fascism.
To the sound of the Washington Post march, named for a newspaper he frequently attacks, President Trump took the stage beneath huge busts of four of his predecessors for a Mount Rushmore attack on what he calls a merciless campaign to wipe out our history.
Our children are taught
in school to hate their own country.
Mr. Trump welcomed by several thousand supporters sitting close to one another, very few wearing masks, and Mr. Trump saying little about the pandemic that has killed about 130,000 Americans. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Reopening rolled back in Arizona, seeing record demand for hospital beds as COVID cases there surge. Dr. Matt Hines is with the Tucson Medical Center.
Needs to kind of lock it down, probably for a good 30 days, maybe 45 days, see where things are at, and then decompress and reduce the demand on critical care.
Even as new COVID cases climbed, crowds are expected at Independence Day events nationwide in Florida.
Thousands of people are expected this weekend on Cocoa Beach.
No matter how many people are on that beach, it does not change the amount of people that are allowed in our establishment.
Angela Johnson owns a beachside restaurant where employees must wear masks and customers are spaced for safety. She hopes to make up for lost time.
Financially, we are so grateful we're open at this time. It obviously was a heavy hit for us to be closed.
The only limits on the beach itself are for groups, 10 people or less. There are no other COVID-19 safety rules. The mayor says if you don't like crowds, don't go. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A shooting at an Alabama shopping mall yesterday left an 8-year-old boy dead. Hoover Mayor Frank Brocato.
This is certainly a tragic situation when you have an innocent child who gets caught in the middle of an altercation between others.
Three people hospitalized, no arrests. A wonder in the night skies for many of us tonight.
The weekend brings not only a full moon, but also a lunar eclipse. The Buck Moon lunar eclipse will be visible Saturday night into Sunday morning. Viewers across most of North and South America, as well as parts of southwestern Europe and Africa, will be able to spot the phenomenon. According to NASA, the full moon will peak early Sunday morning at 12:30 a.m. Eastern. At that time, about 35% of the moon will be in the partial shadow. Matt Piper, CBS News.
From the skies to the sea, three city blocks in Newport Beach, California, got a visit yesterday from the Pacific Ocean.
There was a torrent that came through. It was about 2 feet deep. There was huge lakes out on the sand from the big waves. And eventually, one of those lakes came all the way to the sidewalk, and now it's rushing out.
This is CBS News.